Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, we have got a special features for you. What is special features, you ask? Well, if you go back in our catalog and take a look, special features is where all of our commentaries, interviews, and bonus content lands when we want to step outside of the debates and the real talks. This week, we've got a commentary for you. Back in August, if you follow the show, we were doing Movies in the Park live from Assiniboine Park, and I completely fucking forgot we had these episodes, so bad on me for being late. Spank your podcast host. Not too hard. That being said, Emily, Jimmy, and myself, we did these all summer long. They were so much fun to do in August. Thank you again to Assiniboine Park for letting us come out and just set up a table and start talking and acting like assholes in public. But this episode, we did a commentary on Moana. I had never seen it. Jimmy had seen half of it. Emily had seen it like 100 times because she has two daughters who love the film. It was a super good time. We're going to give you a breakdown of some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, our interpretation of the film. In the background, you're going to hear kids laughing. You're going to hear birds chirping. It'll take you back to the summer. I know it's October right now here in Winnipeg. It's getting fucking cold out. So maybe this brings you back to a warm summer night. So I give you our special features, our commentary on Moana. I will cue that reel, and you enjoy the show. Come to Comic-Con. That's what I forgot. Come to Comic-Con October 28th through 30th. We will be there doing a live panel. Check us out on our social media channels, Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram, The Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook, all spelled R-E-E-L. We're going to do a live debate. It's going to be a horror debate. We're arguing which legacy horror character should, could, or would be a wrestler. I know. Awesome, right? Anyways, enjoy the show. I'll cue the reel and shut the fuck up. Thanks. Bye.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the Charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I am Michael Petro. And we are back at it with our second night of Movies in the Park, live from Assiniboine Park. Well, not live. We're not streaming yet. We don't have that capability. But we are recording live.
We're alive.
I'm alive.
I'm alive. Dan, are you alive? Okay. And we're here starting first movie of the night. Our early show is a 2006 Disney masterpiece called
2006?
The Moat. Sorry, 16.
I was going to say, no way. No way this came out when I graduated high school.
It's not Throwback Thursday, is it? That being said, no, it's 2016's Moana. And as we did before, these are watch along. So start, hit play on your Moana, and we can... Oh, Emily, are you having some problems there?
I was just trying to take my mic off, but I'm being beaten by this technology.
Oh, come on. I know you can do this.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Okay, pinch the pinchers.
Tuned.
Everybody, we're going to play it. You're going to play along with this. Pinch the pinchers right here and right here. Pull. See how it does that? Okay, there you go. Now. Okay, yeah. No. Hang on. And then pull. Pull hard. There you go. Now it's out. Put it back in. We can't hear you, Emily. Emily. Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
There she is.
There we go.
All right, so back at it, ladies and gentlemen. We are opening Moana. I watched this last night. I watched the first hour of it. Emily, you've seen it before, obviously.
Yes, my darling children like to watch movies over and over and over again, so I have seen Moana more than I've seen my parents probably in the last 10 years.
And Jimmy, you're coming in fresh, right?
Yep, never seen it.
Never seen it, okay. All right.
Oh, such a good one, though.
It is, right off the hop, incredibly fucking beautiful. Like, it's like, I don't know what they did, but I'm not a big Disney fan as of late, like the last 10 years, let's say. But this one really pulled me back into
That's
giving a shit
for the
about
best.
Disney.
You are an adult man.
Yeah.
What do you have against adult Disney people?
I don't know. I think they take up space at Disney World from people who actually want to be there.
I went there, and I almost had a fucking meltdown. I wanted all the kids out of my way. I was ready to throw bows. It was so horrible.
I want the lightsaber.
Anyways,
them, brother.
We're opening on Crazy Grandma. I believe, right?
Telling,
Crazy Grandma.
Yeah, she's telling the story of Te Fiti and the heart of the ocean, I think.
Thank Christ you can speak their language, because I knew I was gonna botch every traditional spelling this evening.
Yeah, so she's basically the reason that there's bad things happening on the planet is because she just scared some kids. Is because of this trickster god, demigod.
Right? Moana, correct?
No, the trickster demigod
Loki.
Is it is the Rock's character. Who's called
Maui.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. That's Moana.
No, you're right. He's called Maui. Yeah.
He's called Maui?
Yeah. There's Maui's the Rock, and Moana is.
Well, I brought the
Moana.
Casting for a reason. So
and
that's,
Moana is Moana.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
That's Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you're right, plays Maui. Why am I arguing against a mother with two girls who love Disney movies?
You fact-checked yourself.
I did. It's easier when you do that yourself than when someone else does it.
I'm very confident. I just sit back and watch myself get proven right.
You didn't even have to. Yeah, you did it all.
I didn't even flinch.
You didn't even tell me I was wrong before I told you you were right.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Look at how, like, it's just so, I don't know, it's a different kind of animation to me. Maybe I'm just not as into Disney as I once was. Is this a theme, Emily?
Yeah, you know what? This actually looks a lot like Luca, one of the newer Disney movies.
I did see Luca.
Yeah, which is also really beautiful. Also takes place by the ocean. And I think this actually turns a corner in terms of Disney movies, where for a while they forgot that they make movies for adults too, I think. Sorry, Jimmy. but that adults have to watch these movies with their kids, and this one does a really good job of having adult humor sprinkled throughout, so I really appreciate that.
There is a sense of irony in it from what I noticed in my first half watching last night. There's tongue-in-cheek, there's some sarcasm. It's fun,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And it's also like I read before this, because I like to read some stuff on movies from time to time instead of watch them, and what I read was that Taika Waititi actually wrote the original draft for this.
Oh.
Because they wanted as many Polynesian people as possible involved in the project.
Makes sense to get them.
But that said, it was originally written where she wasn't going to take over for the, I guess, take over her camp, Emily, or take over her tribe.
Yes, yeah, and she's supposed to take over the village. She's supposed to be the leader.
And they all made it a very hard about face and went, nope, we're going to do this. We're going to make her center of the story.
How are you going to edit out these songs, Mike?
Oh, yeah. So Disney don't
We're all going to keep talking so that nobody can hear anything in the background. How are we going to edit out these songs? There's ways to do it.
So it's a really beautiful story. And right now, it's setting up right now.
Yeah.
What we missed at the beginning there, because we were talking through it, was the story of why her people don't go near the ocean, like why the ocean is dangerous.
Yes.
And now here we've got baby Moana clearly forming a relationship with the ocean. And the ocean is a character in this movie. A very
it
pivotal
is.
Character. Yeah. So the ocean has a personality, and it interacts with Moana. So right now, the ocean's kind of like playing with Moana. And it's very sweet.
Yes, because Moana is the Princess Moana.
Yes.
Again, I was wrong. I will walk away and not talk for the rest of the night.
She's a Disney princess in the most.
Aren't we all?
Whatever. Yeah, deep down.
Yeah, this was an addition to the Disney princess line.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like different than like needing a man to bring a glass slipper. This was about proving that her tribe could go beyond the reef.
Absolutely, and that she can do something more than what she thinks she's destined for. Like she can.
Voice of Papa is what's his face? He's Boba Fett.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I have all of it. No. I do. I do. I have a lot of it here.
Billy Bob Boba Fett.
Timua Morrison. I know I'm butchering that, but. And also Nicole Scherzinger from Pussycat Dolls.
Right.
Is in this too.
Yep.
Weird.
Like there's. Go ahead, Emily.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, there's a couple really interesting characters in this movie. There's one that's like a little ridiculous chicken that you'll meet
that
in a second.
Chicken is amazing.
Yeah. But like, he's actually kind of disappointing. Like, he's got a whole bunch of stuff at the beginning, and then you want to see more of him because he's like the comic relief. But then I guess Maui kind of takes over his comic relief, and he's kind of gone.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, traditionally in all, turn it down, we're going to get sued.
So I shouldn't start singing along.
That's fine. I mean, you know what? Hang on here. Here's the thing. We're not that big of a deal, guys.
Yeah, that's
We're
true.
Thinking Disney thinks we're a big deal and that we're taking away Disney dollars.
Worst case scenario, they send a cease and desist.
Yeah.
And then we do it again.
And then
we do it another time tonight because we're going to do Spider-Man and it's just a different division.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice, like one of the montage songs, right? Like Moana's growing up here and you're finding out about her life and what she loves, and she loves the ocean and she's not supposed to, and yeah.
What I really loved about this was it was back to ones with Disney where the story was told through the song.
Oh yeah.
Instead of just having a song break for a sake of a song break.
This reminds me a lot of the scene in Pocahontas where she's talking about how she loves how the river, like the song about like how she loves how the river, it's different every day.
It's guiding her
and
all that.
The river. This has shades of Pocahontas in that sense. I like it.
Well, I mean, I can. Shauna always says that everything's been done. So, I mean,
it's true.
Maybe Moana's just traced over Pocahontas.
Maybe that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Because Pocahontas was a big one from my childhood. Well,
there is a place you can go online where you can see Disney animation that was used in different movies, like multiple movies, and you can recognize it if you pay close enough attention. I have to say, Jimmy, you've been very quiet. Are you enjoying this so far for your first viewing?
I really do like the storytelling through song.
You do?
Yeah, I think it makes me happy. well, I watched Encanto recently, and it's giving me Encanto vibes.
Oh, I love Encanto.
I thought it was
fantastic. Yeah, Encanto was a good time.
No,
Bruno.
Exactly.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote the songs for this, too?
Of course he did. But the songs just stick in your head, and that's kind of what I'm looking for today.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? This is... I think you're right about Encanto. It's very similar, like the daughter, black sheep of the family, you know, tries to forge her own way in the world, like outside of the expectations that are set for her, you know, genetically.
Yeah.
Good pull.
So this is a good one.
Doo-doo science and only science.
Yeah.
I like Crazy Grandma. I can't remember who plays her. But
She's got such a beautiful, like a small arc, but such a beautiful arc. And I like how she's just whacked out. Like, she's totally different than everyone else. Everyone else thinks she's nuts, and she's like, whatever, man. I know what I'm about.
Why are you being so crazy? Moana says to her, and she's like, I'm the village crazy lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone expects it of me.
Exactly. Which is great. I often feel that way. I'm the village crazy lady.
The Osborne village crazy lady.
This is where she gets the what she thinks is the last story she needs to be told, right? Because Grandma tells her one more story that kind of sets her on her way.
Yeah, yeah, this is where she's kind of, it's all a visual representation of what her life will be, right? She's the next stone on the pile here of leaders of her island. But, you know,
I really like
got an hour and a half left to go, so I bet something happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking we might turn into something here. I really like when Disney steps outside of white bread Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
And not in a super racist Pocahontas way.
Yeah, no, not in a cancelable way.
Horrible church monster humpback way.
Oh my God.
Which one's that one from?
That's the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, that's right. And Demi, was it Demi Moore played?
Esmeralda.
I like that he doesn't get the girl in the end, and he should just be happy.
He's like, you should be happy she ever looked at you in the first place.
That's the lesson. This doesn't have that.
No, it's missing that. Yeah.
Well, actually, I haven't seen it, so maybe it does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Although,
spoilers.
You know what? I will say that I am very much enjoying this new generation of Disney movies that aren't love stories.
Fuck yeah.
And like,
doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be a love story. And like, there's love stories sometimes, like sprinkled in, like, you know, in Frozen, there is a love story. It's not the main.
But it doesn't
story.
Move the plot.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. I guess, well, that's not true. In Frozen, the love story is the love between sisters. It's not a romantic love story.
Yeah. Well,
it's a familial love story.
There you go. And Disney's learning that there's more than one kind of love where man courts woman and woman does what man says. Right?
Exactly. Like where you can have an outer space Buzz Lightyear lady implied kiss and then
imagine
get canceled
forever.
Imagine
being angry about that. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, fuck you, China. Fuck you, China.
Oh, dear. Don't say that.
It's okay. We're not even allowed to be there in the beginning.
We didn't mean it.
We've never been there. It's
Please don't disable my Huawei watch.
All of a sudden, your phone just won't work.
I know.
I really love Hawaiian and Polynesian culture. And I don't know if in the second half, is there a haka coming at all in this? I mean, there was a haka in Hobbs and Shaw. And yes. I mean,
no, there's not a haka.
Oh, God damn it.
But it is crazy in Hobbs and Shaw.
The haka that they do, like, I want to be in one so badly. I know it'd be so, like, out of place, but they just look so fucking cool when they're done.
You'd tear your Achilles.
What's going on there?
The chicken eating the rock. Like, he's just, the chicken's so dumb. I love it. He gets stuff stuck in his head all the time.
Well,
and he just ate a rock.
Don't they eat rocks because they help with their digestive tract?
But that rock was too big.
That was too big,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what's wrong with the coconut? Did nobody put the lime in it?
Nuts. They forgot to shake it all up.
Oh, interesting. Oh, this is the... I remember this. This is where... the plants start to die and the fish are no longer there, right, Em?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like the island's starting to not provide what they need anymore.
Insert conflict into script here.
Yeah, exactly.
There has to be a problem.
Yeah.
Has there been a movie made where there's just no problems?
Where everything's just fine.
Everything's
just
great.
2 hours of like a nice, comfortable life. With
there's
no
an
challenges.
Audience for that. There has
you know what?
To be.
Maybe not like a perfect life, but a happy show
This sounds like
Ted Lasso is that.
Yeah.
Ted Lasso. There's conflict in Ted Lasso.
There is, but it's not conflict. Is it more conflict about trying to get a team together than it is about people?
It's like, or trying to get the team to succeed.
Yeah.
I love a team assembly.
Just get Ryan Reynolds to buy the team and everything will be fine.
You know, a movie where nothing really happens, but everything's just nice kind of sounds like ASMR for movies.
The movie.
I kind of like that. ASMR the movie, yeah. Someone just writes on a piece of paper with a nice pen for like 2 hours.
You just read the script, but it's written, and so you can hear the writing in the paper. And
exactly. Well, somebody else like plays with like Play-Doh in the background, you know, like slime.
Kevin, Silent Bob does an ASMR of rolling a joint.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I can
it's
get
on my
with
saved
that.
YouTube listing.
Yeah.
It's just the crumpling.
Help me fall asleep.
The crumpling of
paper. This is where Dad's like, quit your meddling ways and stop trying to go past the reef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, you will not leave this island. And then we find out later why.
It's a peninsula.
It's a cul-de-sac.
It's a fjord.
When you were younger, Jimmy, what was like the first Disney movie for you?
I think Toy Story. Toy Story came out the year I was born.
Okay, so you came from that gen.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I don't know. If I had to guess, that'd probably be the first one.
I can watch Toy Story now because I now have Lightyear.
Yeah.
So I can start at Lightyear.
Yeah, that's right.
And then work my way forward.
You definitely needed Lightyear.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it made no sense.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, guys. Like, I heard about it, and I was like, fine, I can complete the picture.
I think you're going to be more confused,
if anything.
Why isn't Buzz in this? Why isn't the Lightyear character in this at all?
Why did
it change his name?
Like Tim Allen.
I don't think so, Tim.
That was pretty good.
That was a good
I'm pretty proud.
All right, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. What was yours, Emily?
I think the first one I ever saw in theaters was Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Yeah.
And Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Lion King. They all came out.
That's my era too.
Aladdin.
Yeah.
They all came out around the same time.
Like
when I
the
was
Big
like,
Five.
Fresh fish.
Fresh fish.
You kill him. You catch him. We kill him.
You grill him, we kill him.
This is the main song, by the way. This is the one that, like...
That'll get us sued?
The one that my kids, like, stand on the sofa and, like, sing.
Can I tell you that when this was playing last night in the studio, I just started to lip sync it and pretend to be a Disney princess?
Yes, but you should have also sang it. Like, I belt this song out. I'm not gonna lie.
I've heard this song so much, and, like, this is not a radio track.
No, but it might as well be. Like, it's in the radio of my mind.
By the way, Real Debaters fans and everybody out there, we do not own this. We do not condone that this is being recorded, but we have no choice. We don't want to make money off of this. This episode will not see a dollar.
Yeah. Nobody buy us a coffee after listening to this episode.
Yeah, no wink. Buying. Yeah, don't say I donate to this episode.
Wink,
please.
Wink.
If you do, just tag Disney in it.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know what? Any publicity is good publicity, right? Getting sued by Disney might not be the worst thing.
Yeah. Did you guys ever hear about the guys who made the Disney After Dark movie where they went in guerrilla style and made a movie while the park was open?
No. What does that mean?
Okay, so 2013 maybe, a bunch of guys went in and shot it Blair Witch style. So
what?
They,
like found footage?
Not found footage, but they handycammed it. Oh. They had scripts on phones instead of on paper. They had everything set up so that they could make this really low budget horror movie, like horror thriller movie in the Disney park.
That's amazing.
And Disney came after them, but then went, well, if we go after these assholes, we're going to look like the bad guys. So they dropped it.
Like Disney's ever cared about being the bad
but
guy.
But dude, it premiered at Sundance. That's the fucked up thing.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Like it actually went to a major film festival.
I should check that out. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to this song though. Is it because Lin-Manuel Miranda is the shit?
Yeah, he definitely is.
He really is, isn't he?
And we definitely do talk about that. We may not talk about Bruno, but we for sure talk about Lin-Manuel.
Yeah.
But
like he came out of nowhere. Like what was he before Hamilton? A struggling, you know, composer, writer, actor?
I don't know.
He was definitely in something.
I'm sure he was in
Hamilton,
something else.
I remember seeing him in Hamilton. I recognized him.
No, if I don't know about it, it doesn't exist.
That's fair enough. Get out of here, Emily.
Wow, they really turned up the volume this week, didn't they, Jimmy?
No,
we're
way
closer, brother.
Remember, we decided to sit closer this time so we could hear.
That's true.
We shot ourselves in the foot.
That's Maui, right? The girl? That's Maui.
No, that's Moana. Make way, make way.
So Maui's the pig?
Yes.
Okay.
You got it. That's the Rock Blit.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Yeah, and she's trying to get past the breakers, right?
Oh, and it just doesn't let her.
Yes. You know what? The pig is another character that just kind of disappears later. Like, the pig goes, the chicken goes. I mean, well, they don't go, but, like, they're just...
They'd probably eat them.
They don't have the cutest... Like, you want them to continue to be as cute as they always are, and, like, they just
didn't land.
Oh, this isn't where the pig died. The pig doesn't die. Sorry,
that'd be
I wasn't...
horrifying.
I gave it away.
Oh, my God, that'd be awful.
The ocean's scary, man.
That's some horse getting pulled into sinky sand.
Is that some sadness?
No.
Is that sadness for you over there?
We're not talking Never about story? That.
Never seen the movie.
What?
And now she's trapped in coral...
Hate when that happens.
Don't worry, remember, guys, the ocean is a character.
You know, I hate when I'm in Lake Winnipeg and I get trapped in coral.
Yes.
I just hate that.
Anyone who's ever been trapped in coral or hit coral knows that it is sharp AF. And, like, there's nothing.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like a sponge.
It doesn't feel like a sponge.
SpongeBob makes me think it's a sponge.
Well, then you should have some more.
Contrary to popular belief, not everything on Adult Swim is true.
Like, SpongeBob sounds just like Nickelodeon.
Zoe and I are planning a SpongeBob trivia at the Handsome Daughter.
It sounds amazing.
Throw in
I know two people who could totally help with the crowd work for that.
It's going to be pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we're down.
You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're there.
We could also host a trivia night there.
We should. Hey,
topic.
Real Debaters fans, if you're out there, we know you're out there. Might be from India, but if you're out there.
All you have to do is ask. They
just ask.
Do it.
Yeah. Ask us, and then we'll ask them, and then we'll do it.
What kind of trivia do you want to see?
Doesn't matter.
That's the question. I'm not asking the fans.
Me.
Not you, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know.
Seinfeld. I don't know. Seinfeld would probably be very well. Friends.
Friends. Yeah, I'm pretty good at friends.
You
got to
pick a big one.
Yeah, you do. You need to pick one that reaches a wide audience.
We just do like
Disney.
Disney.
See, and this is cute because I've heard that this is the Manta Ray scene where grandma's, you know, had a conversation. This is the crazy line I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch
but
out.
Like, look it. They look like puppies.
Watch
Manta
out,
rays are like puppies of the ocean.
Watch out, Steve.
Yeah. Which one of you got Steve?
One of them did it.
Yeah, this is...
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's not good.
Corey, what are you doing back there?
I would have a panic.
Corey, I know you know we're on the show now. You know we're here. What are you doing back there, buddy?
I like how Grandma's got a big, like, Ray tattoo. That's pretty cool. It's badass.
Does Moana have one?
No, I don't think so. But remember, Grandma's the village crazy person.
That's
so
true.
I feel like... It's kind of like your, you know, the animal that you connect with. This is like I feel like some people have them.
Like your animorph.
Your animorph, yes. Your Patronus.
I got like stuck halfway in an animorph.
I would be something.
The bottom half of you is.
Oh my God.
The
I'm an anteater.
I'd be something so stupid, I bet, and I'd get stuck halfway, and I'd just look like
great.
A
well, honey
guy.
Badger.
That's not bad.
No, I think I'd be like a bush baby or like one of those like little flying squirrels.
Manatee.
With the really big eyes that like only come out at night and just like shit up. Like,
anamorphing
crazy.
Looks painful.
It does. I don't know why I would want to do
this
that.
This is what reminds me of Hercules, Emily, is where she goes along the wall and shows the cave art.
Yeah.
And it's just like the three divas from Hercules,
yeah,
right?
No.
Like
why?
They.
This is a story about Hercules.
But why did everyone have the Hercules plates? Did you guys have those?
Like, because they...
No, I never had.
They came, they were free in, like cereal or something.
Because I
came,
had them,
yeah.
And I don't know
10
why.
10 UPC
and then my
codes?
Friends had them.
The plastic ones.
Everybody
that
had
for, like,
Hercules
for
plates.
For camping, right? Yeah.
Oh, those were our dinner plates.
Oh,
so.
I used to take them for camping all the time. Like, I don't know what kind of bougie family
I
you
just
grew
slept
up
outside.
In, but those were my... Those were
on
my
the plate.
Plates were my pillows.
Yeah. No, everyone had them. But, like, yeah.
So, Emily, is it safe to say that this is where she finds out there's one more story about who their people are?
Yes. This is where she kind of, like, uncovers the truth about why her father is scared of the ocean and, like, why they don't leave the island. And it turns out they didn't always not leave the island. Didn't
yeah.
Didn't always not?
Always, maybe never? Sometimes.
Don't use
more
no
than often,
double negatives
maybe.
Around here. Yeah.
So... They have left the island before.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
They
See,
used
so
to.
They can do it again.
So these are the boats.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I said it that way, but these are the boats.
No,
these
that's
are the boats.
Everybody tonight, these are the boats.
These are the boats. That they will take.
these dad and dare, okay, Jean Christian.
Yeah, I don't know why. These are the boats that used to be the boats that they used when they traveled, but they don't call them travelers, they call them like wayfarers or like wayfinders.
Voyagers? No.
Wayfarers or wayfinders.
Do they have just what I need?
Yes, definitely. So here you go. Now she gets to learn the history.
Yeah.
And where is she?
She banged the drum.
In some sort of cave.
Okay.
It's always a cave, Jimmy.
Her grandmother directed her
there. It is always
there.
A cave, isn't yeah. it?
It's never a cul-de-sac. It's
like
a cave.
Bruno's lair was kind of cave-like.
Yep.
We used to be something. It starts with an F. What the fuck is it?
Caves?
No, what they call themselves. I know it. Oh, this was so great. This musical thing, whatever it's called,
yeah,
the interlude.
This interlude.
But like singing about how what they used to be, great spot for a song.
Oh, this
oh, yeah.
slaps.
Right?
Oh, every song on this slaps. There's a song sang by like a snail crustacean thing later that you're going to just love.
I'm psyched.
Yeah, he's amazing, Jimmy.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Keep talking. We're going to get sued.
I didn't even want to. I just want to listen.
That's interesting, though, because I didn't really... when I think about it, I never think of them leaving the island.
Oh, yeah. No, so this isn't actually... This isn't happening right now, though, right? She's,
right, this
she's
is
like, she's seeing this, like, as a... Yeah.
It's a figment of her imagination.
I don't think... None of it really happened.
No, it doesn't.
No, that's the wrong thing to say. Yeah. It's
she's
a... Yeah.
Flashback.
That's
sort
it. Thank you.
Yeah.
What does that feel like?
My
like 5 minutes of blacking out into a flashback.
My flashbacks are never this vivid. No matter how much acid I do, I've never had a flashback like this.
We're only seeing what she's seeing. How is she experiencing this? Sitting in a corner fucking trembling.
Yeah.
Is that a superpower? Flashback?
Captain Flashback.
That. That's the Real Debater's first comic.
Captain Flashback.
I like that.
It's a burnout, a 70s burnout.
Yeah.
Just,
he's just high on
flashbacks like crazy.
He's been going through time, one flashback at a time.
That's his mutation.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's write it. That's
I'm
great.
Down. Absolutely. Trademark. Not this song, but the comic.
Yeah.
This is Disney's. Everybody?
Yeah.
This is Disney's.
The song belongs to Disney.
Yeah.
The idea belongs to us.
Yeah, yeah. No.
We being, should have a comic book.
Being here is our right. Not playing this song is... We can't avoid it.
Man, that guy was kind of a stud there that they, like, zoomed in on the end.
Yeah, no,
like
a lot of these dudes.
Big and, like looking on his boat.
Voyagers.
Voyagers.
Whoa.
We were Voyagers.
Hey-ho.
You should know that, Voyagers, Mike.
Yeah,
But I was wrong earlier, so I don't want to...
Festival de Voyagers.
It's 1-0 Emily, not 1-0 Mike.
Let's put an extra zero on Emily's side.
why are you giving her such a big lead?
It's 100-0.
How's your butter tart, Dan?
Awesome.
We brought Dan with us for security and moral support, and also to eat the edibles and give us the 411 on how Disney hits after some really good homemade weed butter tarts.
If it claps.
If it claps.
What's the scale of clap slap?
I don't know.
I feel like a clap is like a bad thing. Right? Like you clap back.
Yeah, this doesn't clap.
No. Nobody claps for us either. So that's not true. We got some claps on stage there.
They laughed.
You guys drive the boat for a second. I'm just going to go say hello to Shauna and Mom that got
here.
Now
we're the Voyagers.
Oh, no.
You're in charge. Where am I going to be when you come back?
Okay, so Crazy Grandma's taking her on this journey.
Yeah, Crazy Grandma is like, you know, I hear your dad. Told you explicitly many times not to do something.
But I'm just gonna
go ahead and say, maybe you should do it anyway.
Do it anyway.
And like, remember how cool the ocean is?
It's a person too.
It is, yeah. Just like corporations.
Oh.
Corporations and oceans.
That sun needs to go down.
Well, maybe we could just move backwards. I feel like there's people like gathering around us now. Like we're very much in the middle of the crowd.
You know what we picked off by the tents? We're by the garbage. It's
we're
an interesting place for people to want to sit.
That's true. We're by the Recycle Everywhere tent.
We did it on purpose. Recycle but Everywhere.
People are just drawn to us and our energies. So, you know, I feel like this is also a common thread in Disney movies where it's like the dads are like, no. Things have to be the way they
it's always
were.
The dad.
Like How to Train Your Dragon. Remember How to Train Your Dragon?
Yep.
And he's like, we always kill dragons. Not dragons are
they
food,
can't be
not
friends.
Friends.
Yeah.
Opposite of Finding Nemo. and they're like, bah, bah, stuck in our ways. And then the kids are like, maybe
but
you
what if we
change.
Don't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad.
But like, so basically, basically what's happening here is Disney has been saying, okay, Boomer, for like ever.
When do we get The Rock?
Oh, he's coming. You can't miss him. He looks, the character of The Rock in this movie of Maui looks like exactly like The Rock, just covered in like tribal tattoos. It's pretty amazing.
I think he is too.
In real life?
Yeah.
IRL?
Real life Rock?
Yeah. Was that real life, like real life or real life?
Like us.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, no, it's really good. And he sings a couple really good songs, too. And also, like, that...
Does he sing them?
He does.
Wow.
And that almost makes me wonder, when you get movies like this that have really famous people who are famous just for, like, what, like, wrestling? What's The Rock famous for? Being
wrestling,
large?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he sings, and it's like, okay, can they actually sing?
He's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
Or did they pick Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, and then write a song that was like specifically right within his range, and then just like teach him how to like deliver it appropriately?
Because they had to have written it for him.
I would think so. Or but then I was looking at some behind the scenes stuff for Encanto.
Okay.
And the main character from Encanto is
Stephanie Beatriz.
Stephanie Beatriz. And I saw, and for those of you who don't know, which is ridiculous if you're listening to this podcast, but like she's Rosa from Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. Yeah.
And so I was watching, and I watched her audition.
Oh,
and she
for
was
this?
Singing, you know, for
West Side Story.
Oh my God. What were we just talking about? Encanto.
Yeah. Oh,
Encanto.
Right, yeah.
And I watched her audition for Encanto, and she was definitely auditioning and singing the song. So, like, so that example, Stephanie Beatriz can obviously sing, and she was
adjust
singing.
To the song.
Yeah, and she was singing the songs. So that makes me wonder, did Dwayne The Rock Johnson audition
and he, like,
for Moana
sings
being
them
like,
well?
What can I say except you're welcome? And or did he get on there and they're like, okay, well, we're just going to write a song for, like, the four notes that this guy can hit.
But it's good.
It is good. Yeah,
he does
it's
a
great.
Good job. It's not like Russell Crowe in Les Miserables.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not like that.
I am not Russell Crowe. It's like, we know you are.
Yes. No.
Okay.
Not
well,
like that.
I don't know. I'll wait and see, but I think it's a... Like, I would imagine that they have to write it around him.
I mean...
If you're going to have The Rock, you kind of... It's like how they explain him in all of his movies. It's like, oh, you don't look like a CIA agent.
Exactly.
He's like, I get that a lot, and then they throw it out.
Yeah, you don't look like you see it. You don't look like you could jump off of a car in midair and not explode, and also somehow land on another car and save everyone.
Steer a submarine missile.
You don't look like you could fly an airplane through a shopping mall. Yeah, he can.
He can.
Yeah, I certainly can.
Well, that's what I mean. So I would imagine they have to write everything around him.
So this is actually really sad. We kind of joked through it right here, but so her grandma was dying.
Good news, she brought
her grandma was dying.
She's a mantra
and,
right now.
Yeah, and so she, her grandma, like her, she was dying. She's like, go do the thing. And so she, like, she ran away, and her, and that, so that is very clearly, like, her grandma has died now. And so, like, this is her grandma's spirit, like, pushing her out beyond the reef.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, it's nice, but sad.
She makes it.
She, well, yeah, with grandma in her pocket.
It would be weird if she didn't.
Yeah, her grandma's like...
Oh. Grandma's, I'm back, by the way.
He's back.
Hello, yeah. Yeah. Checked with the mother-in-law, she's good.
That's nice.
Checked with the Shauna, thanked her for the food.
Ooh, what'd she bring you?
Brought me a co-op sandwich.
Wow.
Ooh.
So, like, the best, like, you guys, I tell you, if you don't go to, co-op sponsor the shit out of this portion.
Not this, though. Next episode where there's no Disney music.
Yeah, exactly. But co-op sandwiches are far more superior than any, like, Subway or Quiznos or any other sandwich place.
Really?
Can you choose what's in them? Or
you can. Yeah.
What?
We'll talk about this after. But like,
no,
you can,
let's talk about it right now.
But no, but you're gonna miss the chicken being adorable because this is where the chicken becomes a stowaway.
Yeah, she finds the chicken,
and the
he's like, bah!
He's on a suicide mission because he just wants to die because he's so fucking stupid.
And this is great. He didn't mean to stow away, but now he's like in the middle of nowhere, so he's screaming. So she just puts a coconut over his head so that he doesn't freak out. It's pretty funny. He's got like googly eyes, which I really enjoy.
That's the thing about this new style. Like everything was big eyes before.
He just walks right off the boat. Oh, that's what his name is. Hey, hey. H-A-I-H-A-I.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah. So she jumps.
Oh,
off,
shit.
Jumps off the boat to save the chicken, and then she loses her boat. She's not very happy about that.
See, and this is that adult comedy you're talking about.
Yeah.
Cut to the two of them angry at each other and this continuing to happen, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then this. This is so, like, just, all right, I'm going to keep doing it. I'm just going to keep walking around in my little hole.
Yeah.
Very chicken-like.
But this is, like, this kind of boat that she's on, catamaran, what have you. I'm nowhere.
Yeah, like a, yeah, like a catamaran sailing boat.
That's a tough boat to rig. Like the fact that they didn't give her some like easy boat is cool, right? Well, like she's pulling on the rope. She's keep like it's a.
We're gonna have more on that later.
Oh really?
Where she realizes she doesn't just know how to drive the thing.
Oh boy. What was that? Was that the ocean? Is that the ocean saying hello?
The ocean definitely has lots to say, but.
Oh, and this is where she screws up because Grandma said go towards the hook, right? The hook in the sky is her compass?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm late to the party.
How do you follow that during the day, though?
Carefully.
That's bullshit.
I don't know.
Just trace it and hold the thing up.
Just remember where you are.
Okay.
So right now she's asking the ocean for help.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because like what are you gonna fucking do with the boat? The boat's been capsized. Oh boy.
And instead of help, she gets a storm. Or is it help?
Interesting. When I see a storm, I don't immediately go, yay, I'm safe.
Especially not when you're on the ocean.
Yeah.
In a capsized boat. Yeah.
Not first instincts.
Yeah.
Oh boy, what's in there? Oh boy.
Jimmy,
that's actually the same wave that hit Mark Wahlberg and his crew.
It's a perfect storm.
It's the same wave.
They couldn't get past the bar?
They actually cast the wave in this.
You're about to meet Maui, a.k.a. Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen this movie, this is the other great half of it.
She lived?
Oh, yes.
That's great.
Oh, it was Maui who's... Oh, I get it. Maui brought the wave. The wave saved Moana.
I think the ocean brought the wave and brought her to the island where Maui is. And now we're going to get to meet Maui. Maui also has a bit of a like redemption story here. So the whole thing is very good.
Yeah, I noticed that, which was interesting because now you've got both of them seeking the same thing in different ways.
Yeah, but in the end, well, no spoilers.
I think that's the whole point of a commentary is we kind of do spoilers. We spoil it one scene at a time.
Don't spoil it for me.
Oh, more drawings on.
So many hooks.
And the ocean's like, oh, yeah, it looks like you're supposed to be here after all.
The ocean looks like blubber.
Oh, flubber.
Flubber. The flubber? Yeah, blubber is what's on whales.
Yes.
Don't listen to me tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Flubber. We just watched Flubber with the kids not that long ago, and they loved it.
Flubber with the kids.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. When
it's
he dunks,
it's a very
that's pretty
movie.
Sick.
Yeah, it's very funny.
This is a fun looking island.
It's not very big, but there you go, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
But like, if he was a steroided out cartoon.
Yeah.
So he's like a god.
A demigod.
Wow.
Hero of men.
It's very rock-like.
It is very rock-like.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Signing this.
Yes, I use a bird to write with too, sir. I know
not every day you get a chance. She signs her paddle.
It's amazing how like we're all like enthralled with the movie and talking about it, and then The Rock steps on and we're all like, hi.
Yeah, well, he's funny, and like the interaction between the two of them throughout the whole movie is great.
She's played by, what's her name? Rachel House, I believe, is her name. Nope. Alui Krivala. Totally screwing that up. But, yes, she's a very charming, lovely presence.
Oh, yeah. And her.
Oh, we have more guests that are showing up to hang out with us. Looks like
awesome.
Jimmy's better half is on the scene.
Yep.
I was like, where'd that boy go? And
okay.
Now I know. He went to go
here
be a gentleman.
Here comes the song, Jimmy, so you need to give me your opinion.
Yeah. Not our song, Disney's song.
We were deciding if we thought that this was a song that was written in the movie and Dwayne Johnson had to audition for this song and everything, or if they wrote the song for him after they made the casting call.
There's no way he had to audition.
Well, okay, let's break that down for a second, because we can drown out the song. If he was asked to sing for an audition, it would have been something in the ballpark of this, so it may have been another Disney song, just to get a gauge for him.
Get a gauge for, like, his range, right?
Yes,
and then
yeah.
they could figure out what key to put this song in and, like, how,
yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how
yeah.
large of a range they could
give me. Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah,
Dwayne.
Okay, yeah.
And then he sings that, right? And then they're like, okay, now I know what I can work with, because I don't believe that his agent would have been like, okay, they want you to sing and do the voice. And he would have had to have auditioned at least to prove he could sing.
All right.
Because singing isn't something, and I'm only saying this, singing isn't something that you can get down like basketball or skeet shooting, right? Like, you always, the rule is you always say yes when they ask you if you can
do
a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you learn it because you've got 4 months before production. But in 4 months, you can't really learn to sing well enough for camera. So I think it's the second. I think it's, I think he sang first, Emily.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he does a great job of this song,
yes.
but it's not like it's incredibly, like, melodic or anything. So it's not like he has some huge, like, amazing range. He's not, like, out here being Mariah Carey or anything like
He's
that.
He's being The Rock.
Yeah, but so that's what leads me to think maybe they were like, okay, we're going to get him to sing, and we're going to get him to sing these, like, four notes.
What
you know?
Can I say?
Exactly.
Oh, come. It's just so jazzy and catchy
yeah.
and makes me want to, like, do chores and sing through the house or some dumb shit, right? Like,
oh, yeah. No, it's great. There's,
this animation is so cool, too, like how they drew in.
Yeah, the different animation
right?
for the background of the song. It's more like it's like the cave drawings again.
Yes,
like, yeah, absolutely.
She's even holding cave drawing bananas.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Two different kinds of animation involved.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, he doesn't step outside of his talking range.
Not really, no.
And with Pro Tools and everything, you can really make someone sound like they're singing just by doing a very little bit of singing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's ways around it.
Is he going to let her out of there?
No, that's the end of the movie. And then she dies in a cave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thought so.
What is
some really loud music coming from, like, somewhere. I guess maybe.
Yeah, where's it?
I think it's coming from over there. It looks like there's dancing happening.
Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, yeah, it's all of a sudden. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden, is it Despacito?
No.
I don't know. It's competing, though. It's weird.
Oh, my grandpa's like calling me.
Really?
Yeah, I'll call him back.
Oh.
It's okay.
How old is your grandpa? Does he have much time?
No, it's fine. I talk to them all the time. I'll call him back.
Anyways, yeah, so back to she's trapped in his cave, right?
In a cave,
okay.
I mean, but she's Moana, so she's going to do her thing.
Oh, I thought they were going to do the Mission Impossible music.
And this is great, too, because this is the same cave talk shit.
Yeah, his tattoos get mad at him
cave
and stuff.
Cave talk. Cave drawing talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is hilarious. I just missed it. But like when he like pops his head back and he's like, snack.
Yeah. And then Moana manages to get out because she's crafty.
Do you like out of the new princess line? Is she like up there, or is Elsa bigger?
You know,
I've never seen Frozen either, so
I don't think there's a peak that can be reached for
Elsa.
I think Elsa is like the maximum. Yeah.
What is it though? Is it because it's Belle, or is it because it's the character?
I think that the hype around Frozen was just so huge, and like maybe I'm wrong, but like it was peak my kids like Disney princess age, so maybe that's probably coloring my impression. But like I have a friend who owns a company that does princess parties, and they get quite a few requests for Moana.
Okay. I imagine because it's princess and it's also fun. Like, it's not a traditional princess,
yeah.
right?
And a lot of parents push their kids towards, like, the stronger, you know, more independent characters. So, like,
it's a much better message.
Yeah. It's like, get out
flipping and ass kicking is way cooler than being a priss.
Yeah. Than, like, running away from a ball. Or
yeah.
Yeah. So.
Like, Jasmine. Jasmine's the anti-princess in my mind.
Yeah. Well, Jasmine was pretty cool.
Yeah, okay, maybe. I don't know. Who's
Belle
a who's
pretty
a
cool.
Yeah, well, Belle was like, get off me, rapist.
Yeah, and also she liked to read.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and they made fun of her for being weird because she could read.
That's true.
Fascinating.
Then again, she also made fun of the townspeople for being like a little town full of little people. It's like, well, thanks.
You're all freaks. That's the whole movie.
Yeah,
that's every
much.
Song.
Everyone's a freak, yeah.
Except for the Gaston song.
Which is an amazing song.
That fucking
who
slaps.
Is okay? Who is the tattoo on Maui? Like, is that his conscious? Is that
yeah? It's
conscience
like
or?
It's like his little Jiminy Cricket.
Okay.
Yeah. Got blasted out of the sky and I lost my hook. Get away from me. Yeah, absolutely.
Kryptonite. See, this is this
smite
got him ready for Black
smite.
Adam, I think.
Yeah, Black Adam. I'll smite you. You want to get smoked?
Yeah, he looks like he's in total shape for Black Adam. You got in that shape.
Which I'm looking also forward to.
Oh, my God.
Jimmy, are you a big fan of The Rock?
Yeah, no. But I like him as a wrestler.
There's
yeah, like what capacity do you appreciate The Rock in?
I don't,
musician?
I'm not gonna,
actor?
I don't,
singer?
I think his movies make a lot of people happy.
Eyebrow raiser?
They just aren't for me.
Wait, are you telling me that you're not a giant fan of the Fast and the Furious franchise?
I am not.
Get out.
That's not his. That is not his cup of sugar.
I've seen the first two, and Tokyo Drift makes me laugh, but
Tokyo Drift is my favorite one because it's got the Hulk car in it.
Exactly. I was just thinking it.
You know what would happen? What happened with me is like just as I thought that like this was ridiculous, then Tokyo Drift came along, and I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. and then it went back to the original, and I was like, this isn't so bad.
Okay.
They have to teach Lucas Black how to drift. He can drive fast, but he can't drift.
It's all family, guys. Cut to, hang on here, what are these things in Moana here? What's the,
some little random bad guys. They're these, like some little coconut rat things.
Do you remember Super Mario 2 for Nintendo?
Yes.
Like the turnip things that would run around?
Yeah.
That's what they look like. Look at that. Don't tell me that's not from 1980s Mario.
Yeah, they're kind of like, they're like little pirates.
Yeah, they're minions.
Yeah. Yes.
They're Disney's answer to Minions
for
at least one movie.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually very true. There have been a lot of like Minion-esque characters in movies because they're so well received by children.
Thank Willy Wonka for that one.
They're, you know what? They're like Ewoks.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
and Spielberg, right? You always need a cute thing to make a toy out of.
Yeah. That's smart. That's good branding.
Yeah.
A cute thing to make a toy out of that also has like weapons that are kind of cool. Like
that shoots a thing.
Yeah, they're fighting with like big cool weapons right now. And
yeah.
They
do look like Shy Guy though.
Look like Shy Guy.
Spy versus Spy? Is it some Mad TV up there?
No, not Spy versus Spy.
I know. Is this in her world? Like, is this happening in reality or
is
this happening in the Maui world?
This is happening in... So she's got Maui now.
Yeah.
This island. Maui's going to help her find, like, return the heart of Tafiti to the place, to Tafiti.
Yeah.
To put everything back to normal. And these guys are trying to get the heart of Tafiti because... I'm not sure why. It's, like, got power. This, like, stone has power.
Yeah, basically, like it's like the tree from Avatar.
I fell asleep during that movie.
It's impossible not to.
Everybody made sure that movie made the most money ever and fell asleep. Like they slept to make that movie money.
Yeah, like the new one is coming out, and I'm just like, no, thank you.
Nobody cares.
He's gonna do like five of them.
Like five movies or five people who
That's
go to
his
that
plan.
Movie.
No, he's his plan is to do five movies.
God, I'll just go watch Ferngully again. And then that'll be fine.
They showing that in theaters?
I hope so. Like if they release Ferngully at the same time as they release the second Avatar, I hope that like everyone will go see Ferngully.
Red light.
Because it's the same
Green
movie
light.
But better.
Red light again.
Yeah, exactly. Price check on prune juice, Bob. Price check
on prune juice. Like it's just Robin Williams.
Oh, he's so good. Human tails. Humans don't have tails. They have big, big bottoms that they wear with bad shorts. They walk around going, "Hi, Helen." That's such a good movie. Yeah.
So, what are the, like, are these things? Someone else's minions? Is there is there a bigger bad?
I think they're just trying to steal. Like it's just to show that the heart of Tafiti is valuable.
Okay.
And like everybody wants it.
Oh, so this is just another like, hey, we've heard about you got the stone. Look at that thing.
He's so cute. So cute.
I want to make a coconut into one.
Who do they work for?
I think themselves. Like everyone wants to find
private contractors, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I see.
Private contractors. They're mercenaries.
Yeah. they have no boss.
They have no god.
They have no loyalty. Oh, yeah. Heimlich maneuver that fucking stone out.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is to show that, the Heart of Tafiti is dangerous, valuable. There's another character that's going to come up in a little bit that also tries to get it from them. And
I like that.
That's very The Rock.
That's yes, it is. It's very San Andreas helicopter.
Yep. Skyscraper.
with a fucking broken. What is it? Doesn't he have a, is it a broken leg or is he an amputee?
It can be both.
I okay.
That's probably two different, but not very different movies. That both made $70 million.
Yeah. Oh, how about Rampage?
Yeah, same.
Rampage is the name of the first place men's dodgeball team in Canada.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so I don't such even, a shame. They couldn't think of a better name.
Their jerseys are really cool.
Oh.
I think if you're first place at anything, you should have a cool name.
Well, I mean,
otherwise you should change your name if you become first place.
They make up most of Team Canada, and then they just call them Team Canada.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But like, yeah, they're from Ontario. They're from Toronto.
I don't know, Thunderballs comes to mind.
Rampage.
Thunderballs.
But I guess at that level it's professional, and that's not a professional name.
Yeah,
so
you have to keep your like dodgeball puns
to
when you're in the lower
levels.
We just put a co-ed team in the platinum division, and we were like, okay, we're going to go back to our roots. We're going back to like dodgeball puns. So our team name is the Consensual Face Shots.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going back to our roots.
You got to agree.
Yeah. Yeah, we're consenting before we even step on court. Yep.
This chicken, I know that you're saying kind of like, unless this is the point where we lose the chicken.
Yeah, I feel like this is maybe I'm just remembering wrong. Maybe I was like really chicken obsessed when I saw this last, but I just remember being like, I need more. Hey, and like, where's the pig? Is the pig gone?
Yeah,
well, the
right?
pig was. I feel the out of a pig and a chicken. Bird, chicken, more.
They had
more.
Too many. I think they realized they had too many halfway through, and they were like, "Let's lose the pig."
Because like,
yeah,
is that a producer choice? Probably.
Like, are we supposed to think that the pig died when she jumped off the boat
guess.
To save it?
I told
I
you
that.
It died.
No, I don't like that.
I told you.
But you never see a death in a Disney movie on screen.
Bambi's mom.
Gaston.
Well, no, you never see it. You just hear the shot, and then Bambi goes down. Bambi's mom goes down. You see Bambi's mom die, but you don't see her get
evil witch. In Snow White, I think she gets pushed off a cliff.
Sure.
So does.
But you don't see her hit; you just see her fall, right? Like you never see the death shot.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you asking for them to like animate her like body splatting
on the?
Yeah, I want some Kill Bill shit.
Okay, good, excellent.
Want some Quentin Tarantino anime?
Disney, if you're listening, you heard the man.
Yeah, you probably are because your algorithm figured out how to find us online and be like cease and desist. Our songs are ours. Our corporate greed is not yours.
Who else dies in a Disney movie in a horrible way?
Everyone's parents.
What about What's Her Nuts from Little Mermaid?
What's Her Nuts?
Oh, Ursula?
Ursula.
Yeah, she gets stabbed.
What's Her Tentacles?
Jeez.
She gets stabbed by the capsized boat.
She goes down to the forks. Gets stabbed.
So, are these all those points in the film, Emily, where like, because this is the second half, which I haven't seen. But they're obviously on their way to the Crab Shack now?
Well, they don't. So they're going to go try to get the they're trying to get something from him. Yeah. And so they.
It's where they get together.
This is where you get some exposition about, like.
Who Maui is?
Who Maui is, yeah. And what he's, like, what he's going through.
Like, I wonder if The Rock is just so charming that he doesn't even have to, like, animate his body when he's doing his lines. He just reads. And it comes out this good, or if he actually has to be like if you watch voice actors, like they don't just like sit like I'm sitting.
Yeah,
they're like
they
into that
they
shit.
Move around and stuff. So
oh,
this is
he's not a sitter. I've never seen The Rock sit down.
You don't get muscles like that by not using them constantly.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is what you were asking for, like when she learns how to. This is the learn to drive the boat montage.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna teach you how to drift.
Oh, because he's like he's guiding. Okay, he's guiding the way.
Yeah, so she's going to look at the stars, and she's going to figure it out.
Is there a song to go along with it?
He just peed in the water.
That's hilarious.
That's
funny. That's
good stuff. That's good stuff.
I love it.
That's good stuff.
I love watching The Rock pee.
What?
Most people have to pay a lot for that.
That's
for
a
sure.
lot of money.
I love watching the animated version of A Rock. Not pee in front of me, but allude to peeing on the movie.
Mike had a pet rock that peed on him.
I did.
Wow.
It's a hard trick to teach that pet rock, let me tell you.
Okay. Outside.
Yeah. No, I just peed on it and it splashed back and felt like it peed on me. It's a pet boulder.
My pet boulder.
Oh, boy.
So this is what's killing everything?
Stuff is dying. Yeah,
yeah, things are turning to black dust. Is this a vision?
It's a Thanos snap.
It's a...
Is it Thanos? It does kind of look like a Thanos snap.
No. Yeah, that's a dream. Oh. Totally looked like a dream sequence.
Oh, that's fun. That kid is a monster trail.
See, Wayfinder. I told
you. Okay, so we were both right. Voyagers and Wayfinders. It's 2-1. I totally don't mind losing.
I was like, I knew that I'd
lose. Sure, I'm going to lose this one. Right? This looks like Skull Island.
Yeah.
They steal from Universal?
No. Disney would never.
Steal? No.
Is he using it as a nutcracker?
No, he's just trying to fat him up so he can eat him later.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, he calls him Drumstick. He's like, okay, Drumstick.
Do we see the pig again?
That's what I'm seeing. Like, I think maybe Maui.
Like, that's so weird.
Do you need closure?
I do.
No, but Jimmy, I know you're fine.
Well, I just don't, like, because that's such an odd choice.
It's like why would you put a cute little pig in there?
And I guess a kid wouldn't notice, maybe, but some must have.
Yeah, it's pretty upsetting.
Just a side note, I think the guy who just walked by us got Pizza Hotline delivered to the zoo.
That's Dan smart. Was wondering about that, if he could have food delivered.
I bet
and, like,
you could.
Meet you by the porta-potties.
No, but, like, just say the pavilion.
Yeah.
Oh, smart.
Right? Like, that has an address.
Domino's, I'm on the way.
Right? Next time we should try that and just in the middle of this have Domino's.
Hey, we've got like
up.
5 hours left.
We do. Yeah. No, we... And a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're in it for the long haul for you. I know the last one we called it early on the Eternals, but that's because it's the Eternals.
Yep.
In the end of Spider-Man No Way Home, which is the next...
Spidey.
There's a lot more fun going on. In Spider-Man. What's going on up there?
Two little kids were just like running around and they weren't paying attention. They just fully smashed into each other and both fell over. Like,
oh,
it was
no.
Perfect physical comedy. Yeah, they did a great job.
Back in movie for a second, don't crabs live in the water?
Oh, yeah.
Not.
Just wait. You just wait.
I'm really excited to see the lead up to the crab scene because I've only seen literally the crab scene.
Yep, it's going to be good. It's a very good song. It's arguably the best song in the whole movie. I think it's one of those ones that's like more made for adults. Like it's not like your Disney princess
ballad.
It's
about crabs.
It's about crabs. It's not your Disney princess ballad, but it's like really, really fun.
Saltwater crabs or catching crabs, Jimmy?
Pubic.
Just straight up. What was that show that was about catching crabs, but like actually crab fishing?
The Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch.
That's funny, yeah.
Like when I say catching crabs, I don't mean by dating somebody.
Wicked Tuna.
Wicked Tuna.
And other fishing shows.
Oh, okay, so this is Maui's backstory happening right here.
He's getting them into, I can't remember, they have to get his hook back. I remember now.
Yeah.
They have to get his hook back and his hook
is with the crab.
Is with the crab. And the crab, because the crab is like a collector of shiny things.
Yeah, yeah, he's like the collector from Guardians.
Exactly.
How are the ducks in this?
Oh, Christ, here comes a flock of ducks or geese.
Those are geese.
All right, they're going over, buddy, please don't. I mean, shit. It's not on us.
Yeah, that's nice that you can give the geese permission to shit.
Yeah, it's not on us. Like, everyone doesn't have as expensive things as we do.
Would you guys have jumped in that hole,
yes.
Maui?
Yes.
I mean, at this point, yeah.
Yes. Am I animated in movie? Like, am I experiencing this as Moana?
You are just Michael.
Yeah, just like, but you're experiencing it as Michael, but like, but you've gone through all the things you've already gone through here.
Okay. Am I a princess?
Sure.
Okay.
You know, princess is, but this is all about how you feel, so.
I never really feel princessy. But yeah, okay, this is, yeah, jumped back into the ocean. Of course, like, all of this I would do in a minute.
They've jumped, like, through the ocean somehow. They're, like, on.
Oh, wow. You know where they are? They're, like, Mariana's Trench.
Yeah.
This is cool. Because this is all the shit in the bottom of the trench. Which is obviously where.
This big crab thing.
Yeah, and underwater bats.
Under bats.
Under.
I don't think they're underwater anywhere, though. Like, I think they're in.
Like a cave.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they went through the water and like out the bottom.
Sure,
and
okay, that makes
breathing
sense.
Breathing and alive.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
That's the waters above them, yeah.
Oh, there's a membrane.
Sure, yes.
There's water tension. Is this who I think this is? Whoa, that's cool. Oh. That's fun.
Yeah.
I want to, like, I yeah.
That was a nightmare.
She's probably like, man, I hate it here. What have I done?
So, what crab is this? What kind of crab is this?
Hermit.
He's, oh, there's his hook.
Because don't the hermit crabs do this? Like, they bedazzle?
No, they live alone.
No, but to keep their mind busy, don't they bedazzle? Don't they add to their shell? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
I think they just upgrade.
Somebody Google Jacques Cousteau and see what he has to say.
Jacques Crustacean. Thank you.
All I know is in his song he says he's a cephalopod. So that's what kind of crap he is.
Okay.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, love that top bun.
Better than a bottom bun.
And that eyebrow raise.
Yeah, he's doing.
This is hilarious.
Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
She's being used as sparkly bait. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I love how he's got like the 411 on the crab.
Yeah, and he's like, he loves bragging about how great he is. And yeah. She goes, you two must have that in common.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. It's just like a big, like, 40s nightclub performance, I think. Like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, he's like a lounge singer.
Lovely.
It's a human. In the realm.
The realm of the monsters.
Yeah, where should you look?
Yeah.
You just go right down the middle?
I ate my grandma. Because you're absolutely humongous. Why are you here? Because you're amazing. And we mortals have heard tales. Became a legend. And I've had to know. Tales of the crab who became a legend. So crabulous.
Is he referring to himself in the third person?
Yeah. I will gladly do so.
In song form. Of course. Well, Tomator hasn't always been this
grand. Now I know I can. Again, Disney owns all of this song. Not our song, all their song.
But if it was my song, I would be so proud of myself.
You want this to be your walkout music if you were a wrestler?
I was a crab, drab little crab once.
This is my song.
Yeah.
This is your there's always that big silly song in every Disney movie. There's your score and then there's this.
Yeah, the one that's
this is like Hakuna Matata.
It's like, yeah, it's not the main song.
Yeah.
It's not like the ballad that like is going to be played, you know, on every Disney.
When they walk into
ever.
The scene, when they walk out.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's definitely the one that's just in there for fun. Like someone had fun writing it. Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Sure. He was like, do you imagine he was like picturing a crab when he did this? He was like, this has to be for crab. I wrote it for a crab.
Only a crab can sing this song.
It's Maui time.
Wow.
Wowie Maui. Maui Wowie.
Oh.
Oh, what happened?
So he's a shapeshifter, and so, but he can't shapeshift without his hook. So his hook, he hasn't had his hook in a long time. So he's
kind
just
of forgetting
trying to
how to
oh,
use
he's
it.
Getting, he's getting, he's trying to get his groove back?
Yeah, how Maui got his groove back. Yeah.
Well, that's fun. I didn't know he had a superpower.
Yeah, he's a shapeshifter.
That's a big hook. I mean, just by comparison to the size of the person holding it.
Yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot of hook to handle.
And I mean, that crab is so huge too. Like,
Jimmy, do you want to do this song with me at karaoke sometime?
I mean, I don't know if this is the one that the kids are taking home and singing to their friends.
No?
I don't think it is.
But do you need to be, like, popular, or do you want to be cool?
Popular.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. Then you should probably sing it differently. Don't think about having crabs.
Emily, both of us didn't have a good time in high school. We want to be popular.
Fair enough. Okay.
I love that very much.
Okay. I guess that's true, though. Those of us who can be blasé about popularity, it's like different.
It's like, oh, I know what you were like in high school. You had the popularity. I was the one being stuffed in the locker.
I got put in a
locker
one time.
Are you kidding me? He's fluorescent?
Yes.
He's okay, this is the part where you want whatever you drop to kick in.
Hey, Dan, how are those mushrooms?
Yeah.
I mean, how's
Dan,
that weed?
Dan, how's that?
How's
the edible? Well, he's pretty high.
We're thinking that it might,
the Dan check-in.
Might be good for this, like the colors.
Yeah. Is it?
Dan's loving the movie.
Colors are touching Dan. Dan's just reaction time is 3 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Dan will answer this question at the end of the movie.
Oh.
Dan somehow has managed to only see this movie once, and I'm not sure how, because I've seen it 800,000 times, and we live in the same house, and we have the same children. So I don't really
maybe he had one of these edibles every other time.
Yeah,
100%. It's like, oh, Moana's on. I need me a fucking butter tart.
Cakes all the way down, friends. Go follow Cakes all the way down on Instagram.
All the way down.
What was that? Oh, wow. Yeah.
He
oh, yeah, you're...
Squinty! I guess I'm driving home tonight.
That's just amazing.
Spider-Man No Way Home in sepia tone.
I gotta say, I'm looking forward to Spider-Man No Way Home. I've only seen it once.
Really?
Me too, yeah. I only saw it in a theater run.
Yeah, and I really liked it. I cried.
I just want to see my man Toby, and I hope people cheer.
You know, I really was like, oh, I don't want to see Tobey Maguire. I don't like Tobey Maguire. This is going to be stupid.
Why? Jimmy, I don't think you should put as much faith in this audience as the audience that goes to the theater to see it.
I
don't care. Well, okay, so I loved it with Tobey Maguire. I thought he was great. I think he did a good job.
Charlie Cox?
Yeah. But, okay, I have questions.
Doctor Strange?
Who?
Yeah. No, I also like that there's multiple Spider-Man. Is it like cul-de-sac? Is it Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Cul-de-sacs?
No, it's cul-de-sac.
It's more than one cul-de-sac. Is
it cul-de-sac? Yep.
No, stop trying to be like a Murder of Crows cul-de-sac.
That's French.
I'm dead serious.
No.
That's why I'm like, maybe it's Spider-Man.
Not everybody deserves to have a cool word. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. No, that sounds like a...
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Multiple Spider-Man. Back to Moana. That hook is hilarious. I love the shape-shifting.
Oh, he's turning into a tiny hey-hey.
Oh, wow, we have two drumsticks.
Yeah. This is pretty cool. I kind of wish I had one of these. Okay, he's half of a... He did the half animorph.
Yeah.
Your wish came true, Jimmy.
Okay, so, Michael, if you got your hook back for the first time in, like, 20,000 years or whatever, what's the first animal you would change into?
Panda.
A panda?
Yeah.
Like, that's just roll down a hill?
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a bird, something that can fly.
Just get out of there.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Jimmy would want to be a bird that's extinct because he wouldn't have to be around anybody.
That's right.
He's a dodo. A dodo bird.
He's an American condor.
He has to fly. I want a pterodactyl.
A pterodactyl.
Okay, he wants to be a dinosaur.
So that your pee is silent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl.
Unless he pees into the toilet.
Still silent.
Still silent.
Still silent. If you put your whole wiener in the water... It'll be quiet when you pee.
How do you pee?
How are you going to do that while you're flying?
I plank. I lay across the toilet.
The widest bathroom ever. Okay, what's happening? So they got the spear back. The hook.
They got the hook.
Yeah.
They are, I think it's broken. I think the hook broke, and he's upset about
it. Did
the hook break, or is he broken?
I don't know. Something like, I think, I can't remember. I feel like it was broken. Or it's not working or something. Yeah, not working.
Is she going to be able to power up the hook?
It's Power Ranger.
Yeah, is she going to be like White Hook Thunderzord power?
No.
That's not even an animal, Thunderzord, by the way.
This is where you learn about Maui, why he has big sads.
Why Maui's not Wowie right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does have big sads.
What is, because we can't always hear everything. What's the big sad here?
He tried to help. He tried to take the heart of Tafiti to give it to the humans so that they could always have, all of the stuff that they needed.
Horn of Plenty, so to speak.
And so he tried to, get it and give it to the humans because he's the protector of all mankind. But it screwed it up by taking the heart of Tafiti. It started to break.
Backfired.
Everything. Yeah, and he didn't mean to. And so now he's like, yeah, he's not a demigod.
He's got
that's
big
the protector.
Sads.
Yeah.
You were right.
You really should
big
say
sads.
Thank you because you didn't do it on purpose.
Exactly. So,
piece of shit. That makes it worse.
So that's why he was.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why he was like, I don't want anything to do with it. Like this thing is evil. It makes everything worse.
Yeah, like him and Thanos have so much in common.
They are the same.
He was just trying to help the people.
Oh. Yes, exactly. I lost my popcorn. I fell on the ground.
That's okay. One thousand, two one thousand, three one thousand.
I'm not gonna eat the ones that are on the grass until my popcorn in the bag is gone, and then I probably will.
Huh. That's just saving for later, in my opinion.
I'm seasoning it.
Yeah. A little grass never hurt. Never hurt a bird. Never hurt a cat. A cat eats grass all the time. All it does is puke. Oh.
Coconut.
They put a lime in the coconut. This is the lull of every Disney movie that I always get lost in.
The exposition.
Yeah. Well, not the exposition so much, but just like they could have done this a little earlier, in my opinion, and make the movie an hour and a half.
Well, they didn't introduce The Rock until halfway through the movie.
Exactly. Which, like, this is, like, a Disney movie at 2 hours? Is that the new thing?
He couldn't be in the whole movie. He was too busy filming 700,
other
Fast
things?
And the Furious movies, yeah.
So, when you take your kids do you take them to the theater to see these movies?
Yeah, sometimes.
And how did they, when they were really young, how did they sit through,
a
two-hour movie?
No. Never. Nope.
So what do you do?
Well, as a single mom, you take everybody to the bathroom all at the same time, and nobody sees the movie.
You pay to use somebody else's bathroom?
When I got a Dan, and then there were two of us, we just split up the bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
But Lily won't go to the bathroom with anybody except for me. So Dan goes to the bathroom with Zoe. Lily goes to the bathroom with me. But Zoe doesn't need anyone to go to the bathroom with her, and she can sit through movies. So then I just miss the movie. So that's how we did. But Lily's old enough now; she can sit.
Yeah.
Which is why you always have to see the movie 800 times more.
Yeah.
Because you have the kid that goes to the bathroom all the time.
We took a kid.
You got a raw deal, Dan. You won on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a birthday party for one of the kids one time. I can't remember which one, but it was like a seventh birthday or something, and we went to see Incredibles 2.
Okay.
And it was, I really wanted to see it, but we had like 10 7-year-olds with us, and it was just me walking back and forth from the bathroom, like the whole movie. I probably got like 20,000 steps for the movie, just like because they all went one at a time. bathroom.
That's like when you come to the table and you're like, does anybody want water? And 12 people at the table are like, I'll take one at a fucking time.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Oh, that's why I know I shouldn't have been a parent.
Except it was 7-year-olds and they all had to be.
What is he shifting into now? That's a whale?
A blue whale.
So yes. Is this a song with exposition on...
Everything's happy again, Michael.
They're getting along. They're working together.
They're working through it.
They're figuring out their...
Are we entering the finale?
We're in the third act.
Third
here,
act
yeah.
here, okay. You know what? You know what the water is to me? I'll tell you what reminds me of the water. Like
Flubber.
No.
No.
Actually, what's Disney... Well, I guess it's Disney related.
It is.
No, I look at ocean as I look at carpet.
Oh, magic carpet. Yes.
Right? You know?
Totally.
Inanimate object that has a personality but doesn't speak.
That's a great comparison.
Thank you.
Exactly.
The house in Encanto.
The house in Encanto.
There you go. See, like, there's always a thing that,
there's
like...
There's a formula.
Oh, there's a fucking formula.
Wait a minute. You mean to say that Disney does the same thing over and over?
No.
No. Oh, I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
Whew.
You know what? If you have a system, but you know how to modify to change it so that it fits the new story you're trying to tell, that's fine.
I have an author that I really, really enjoy, and she writes romance, like mystery
Daniel
romance
Steele.
Novels, similar to Daniel Steele. Yeah, she writes mystery romance novels with like that are historical, and they have a bit of like supernatural tied into
Weird.
Them.
Weird.
I know, but they're the same story every single time. She just like slightly changes the character names. she changes their jobs, and she, like, slightly changes what the twist is, or, like, whatever. And I just, like...
Eat it up.
Oh, my God. I read, no joke, like, 8 to 12 of them a summer. And, like, just back to back, over and over again. I love it.
Yeah, that's cabin reading,
yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. And so, like, that's Disney movies for adults. Yeah. Just, like... Throw in like a
supernatural, sexy
thriller. Yeah, like exactly. You think you've got a woman who's like bucking the trends of her time. It caught up in a mystery. Throw in a happy ending. And off you're off to the races.
Yeah. Yeah, we did an episode where we figured out our own Hallmark movie.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Which is very similar to figuring out a romance novel.
Yeah,
I feel it's
the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who's
powerful woman goes back to a small town, meets
yeah.
someone from her childhood.
There's generators that do this.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's like a farmer or a small business owner.
Small
or
town guy.
Learns.
Small flower shop.
Yeah. Handsome small town guy who hasn't realized he could totally get laid in any major city.
Yeah.
He's still in the town
just
of 300 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that guy doesn't exist in real life.
He teaches her the magic of either family or Christmas.
Mostly
or
Christmas.
Yeah. Mostly Christmas.
Or love.
Christmas
or
in July.
Yeah. And then
I think that's a title, actually.
And then that's it. Game over. She gives up her powerful job that she worked really, really hard for and moves back home for some unknown reason.
To the flower
reason.
Shop.
Because that's terrible.
That, yeah, that sounds like a downgrade.
Are we experiencing the big bad here? Is this...
So they are on their way to Tafiti to give back the heart.
Is this the big lion,
and
like in Aladdin?
And yeah, this is yeah. what's there. Like, this is in the... This is, like, they went to where Tafiti is, and this is what they found.
This is a diamond in the rough.
Yes. But there's a twist.
Okay.
That's coming up
it's
here.
A volcano god of some... Ooh.
But he can't touch the water.
No. Don't touch the water. That's such a fun game.
So water is lava?
Water is lava.
Confusing.
Floor is lava.
He had a much different childhood.
I used to say that the floor was water and that it was filled with piranhas and barracudas. And that was my floor is lava game when I was a kid.
Whoa.
Whoa, that's a crazy ride.
Yeah, I bet this is a ride at Disney World now.
If not, it should be. I would go on the Moana ride.
I drowned on the Moana ride.
The Moana ride should be...
In 2025.
That's your t-shirt, yeah.
My mom drowned at the Moana ride, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
There it is. On the back, it's like got a Moana death support group.
Oh, yep. My God.
Sorry for anybody who's ever had a parent die on a Disney ride.
No way.
That's not a thing.
You dump your ashes on the Haunted Mansion ride.
The Tilt-A-Whirl.
No, people actually do that.
Oh, my God.
Like they have to sweep them up and vacuum them up every now and then.
How do you smuggle?
I don't know why anybody would want it.
Why?
That.
How do you smuggle
a resting place to be a vacuum? But whatever. Well, that's what they do. They straight up vacuum you up or sweep
no
you
kidding.
Up, and then you're just in a garbage. Like, is that better? Is that what you wanted?
Like, you're going
you
out.
You thought they wouldn't clean it up?
You're going out with, like, the toilet paper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a way to go.
Not the Haunted Mansion. The Hulk ride, when you do, like, the full spin. You do a loop-de-loop, and then you let the ashes go so you catch them on the way down.
Most reasonably
I've been on that ride.
Receptacle.
Honestly, if you did that, you would come around, and they would be in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
kid who was on that ride with me heard swear word combinations that have never been invented. I was coming up with things on the fly. Anyways, go on, Emily.
I was just going to... No, that's fine.
Okay.
I was just going to say that... Actually, I can't remember now.
So afraid of the Hulk ride.
I don't like rides at all. No, thank you.
You wouldn't do a Moana experience, though? This would be like a great thing where like you sit in a room and it becomes
4D.
Yeah. And you don't move, but the screen moves around you.
What is 4D?
They
okay.
like spray you with mist when there's wet things and they do
there's
all
wind,
these extra,
temperature
weird.
Change.
Oh, yeah. They have one of those like rides that the kids always make me go on at the putt-putt place.
You putts?
Yeah.
They do
yeah,
have a 4D
like
experience
the, 4D.
There.
They do?
Yeah.
And you're like a
yeah.
little like you're a little penguin sliding down the ice and you get like whooshed with
it's
snow.
For kids.
I don't like it though. It's too much for me.
Uptown Alley has a bunch of VR games now.
Really?
Yeah, Zoe and I were there last weekend and they've really upgraded.
Dude, next time, like, just take the VR headset home with you and play at home with it for a
I'm
weekend.
I'm too scared to try the games because I don't think you win tickets on them, so it doesn't feel worth it to me.
Yeah,
I'm there for business.
Speaking of tickets, Zoe, like, clean it up.
Yeah, she is a comp beast. She just hits the jackpot on every game we play. When I play one and I hit a jackpot, it's maybe like 50 tickets. She'll win 1,000 without even trying.
Then she gets like two airheads.
That's right.
That's
a
amazing.
Pencil.
We're saving up.
Yeah, for three airheads.
Okay.
Pink airheads.
Let's make this a true episode here. Real life compared to real life. Jimmy, if you were in Moana's shoes as yourself.
Classic.
Would you leave camp or would you stay? Would you go past
the... I think what he's asking is, if you'd been staring at the edge of the water for as long as you could remember, would you know why?
No.
Yep. It's actually a way better way of asking it. Yeah, like, would you figure this out? Would you put all this together with Grandma?
I would need my grandmother's praying mantis to help. Praying mantis. Manta ray.
What is she?
She is a praying mantis ray.
Oh, hey. She's a force ghost.
She is blue. Like, why are they always blue?
Why is death's aura always blue?
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Obama.
Obama.
But like, okay, so
what did it feel like to hug that?
And do you get blue on you?
Oh, you got blue on you.
So I'm imagining Grandma's back to tell her that we're close to
everything's gonna be fine.
Everything gonna be all right.
You've done such a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Grandma said that she would never go far enough to be too far away from her, right?
Yeah, exactly. She'll always be with her.
Some poetic
always.
Thing like that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's still, I think she lost the heart of Tafiti, and so now she's just like trying to get it back.
Get it.
A new segment on the show.
How just, to get your groove back.
I meant to start doing this. If you're listening and you want to sponsor a podcast, this is where your ad would go, by the way.
Yep.
Not on this one because Disney.
Yeah, just at this point in the show.
At this point in a show that had no Disney music.
Yeah, because you don't want to get sued.
No.
So any other episode where there's no big Lin-Manuel Miranda hits in the background and you're a Winnipegger and you're
Dollar
like,
Shave Club.
Yeah, something like that. Like if Dollar Shave Club wants to, more than happy to. But like if there's a Winnipeg thing out there, like a subscription or a...
Like we have Seven Oaks Electrical sitting right beside us.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we get them to...
Yes, to stop eating butter tarts for that to
happen. Stop eating butter tarts and sponsor our show.
Then he'll remember. But like, yeah. So just saying, if you're like, I wanna advertise in different places. This will be that spot, and you would have us saying really cool shit about your product. Back to Force Ghost Grandma.
No, I think it was back to Jimmy. Would you go?
Yeah, sorry, you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, yeah. Would you go or would you stay?
Yeah. Would you find the answer to
if
why
you
you're staring at the water?
I probably want to stay, but if you don't go, all the plants are going to die, and then the people are going to die, and it'll be your fault because you didn't do anything about
it. But only you know that.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could live with that.
Oh, one more time. This song, not ours. It's all Disney. It's all Disney. Not even Lin-Manuel Miranda's.
The reprise.
Yeah.
We've got to be getting close to the end because this feels
this
like the I'm accepting myself song.
This is the reprise of the song, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
When the character finds her way and conquers her problem, yeah, you always get the big song, right?
Ghost Captain.
Yeah, Force Ghost Blue again.
Ghost Ship.
Ooh,
but
I get
goosebumps.
It's,
yeah,
I love it.
That's a pretty badass scene where like the ancestors appear out of nowhere to her. That's cool.
And she's just like, it's in a slightly different like key.
Those
right?
look like
and
a bunch of Death Stars. I'm
and
sorry.
With the geese flying overhead.
It's even more beautiful here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Have we talked about the fact that her grandma is a stone cold fox, though? Like,
oh yeah, she's a hot old lady.
Like, she's beautiful hair, and she's just like all crazy and cool. Like maybe that's how I like my women, like a little crazy. But
I get it. You know, everyone says that Aunt May just keeps getting hotter, but I think she was hottest in the first one.
Yeah, she wasn't crazy though. She was just
the
like
first
strict.
Ever. Or
those yellow eyes.
if society accepted being attracted.
Being attracted to grandmas?
No, yeah. If society accepted being attracted to animated hot grandmas, then I'd give her a chance, right?
That's
like
the
I'd
only
be like,
part
why
that's
not?
Not accepted out of
yeah,
house.
That's the weird thing.
Grandmas.
Like, I can't walk around and be like the grandma from Moana, smoking hot, and be accepted in any conversation.
Don't say that at all.
Just
see what I mean?
Everyone opens their locker to the centerfold, and just
right?
like
yeah.
Michael's locker has like just the grandma from Moana.
She's looking over her shoulder with the Manta Ray tattoo.
Yeah.
She's got the teacup from Beauty and the Beast.
And a praying mantis. That's
like,
her spread.
You'd never understand.
What's crazy grandma's likes and dislikes? We're going to give her a Playboy centerfold right now. Likes playing with manta rays, the ocean. Dislikes being away from her granddaughter. chief.
Being told what to do.
Being told what to do.
That's hot.
That is hot. Yeah, she's a rebel.
Yeah. What's her coconut skirt measurement? I don't know.
Coconut skirt.
Her grass skirt.
Her grass skirt. Yeah, right. Like.
Oh my goodness.
Top bun.
Favorite activities.
Yeah. I would totally go.
Pretending
if I had
to be
to
crazy.
Leave, if I was.
Yeah, you'd leave.
Yeah, I would like.
Legally, you have to.
You can ask my parents though. Like anything they've ever told me to do, I've always done the exact opposite. So like I have precedent. So
okay.
If my dad told me don't go by the water, I would like I'd just like walk over and like starfish into the water. Like I would have left like 20 years before Moana left. I'm just a shit disturber for no reason.
Yeah, I think it would take me a minute. Like I took me like an hour to work up the balls to do the Hulk for comparison. Oh. I got to walk around the park. I had to I looked at it like 5 times. Me and the Hulk had conversations. Like we had a deal. So like I would eventually dip my toe in and be like, "Let's go, bitch." But like it would take me I wouldn't jump to it like a
You're no She-Hulk.
I'm no She-Hulk. I'm definitely no She-Hulk. I'm no Hulk. I'm like Hulk's brother, Kevin. Fat Kevin.
Hulk's brother, Kevin. There's a Canadian comedy band called the Arrogant Worms.
Yeah.
And they have a song called Jesus Brother Bob. It's just that's what really made me think of.
I kind
of
want to listen to that.
It's very funny.
Well, how many people here, you guys all know MC Chris? Fats Vet?
So.
I'll play it for you after because we've already got enough songs in this episode to get us in trouble. But Fett's Vet is from MC Chris. If you remember, there is a sequence in Zach and Miri Make a Porno where they're all trying on their costumes.
Yeah.
And there's a song being rapped
that's
in the background.
Song.
That's Fett's Vet.
I'm Boba, the Fett. Yeah, that's a good song.
Okay, yeah.
And the song, when you listen to it, instead of just listening to Boba Fett, is it's about how Boba Fett is a mercenary to afford his Corvette. And that got MC Chris a huge following, and all of his rap is about sci-fi
nerd
characters,
shit.
Nerd shit. It's
that's
nerd
amazing.
Rap. Yeah, I'll play you some after. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
But anyways, back to this. She's chopping hands off.
Is he white? Is he white?
He's white.
I knew
of course
it.
He's white.
I knew it.
So my same friend who makes the cakes introduced me to a song called "There's No Cock Like Horse Cock."
Wow.
Which is,
there isn't.
Which is an artist who does a whole bunch of like just writes a whole bunch of like ridiculous songs, and they asked him to write one for like a novelty like vibrator line.
Okay.
And it's such.
That's his jingle.
You want something that slaps? It's like there's no cock like horse cock. Number two, it's course of true cock. Like,
yeah.
It's written like a shopping jingle.
Yes.
From 1955.
that's
for housewives.
That's exactly what this reminds me of, this whole conversation.
Wow.
Okay, so this is getting, who's that guy?
So Maui's back, right? Maui left.
Oh, Maui's flipping.
Maui left, and then he came back, right? Then her moment of need.
Yeah.
The ocean's been helping her, and now Maui's helping her. Her dead grandma and her praying mantis are helping her.
That's a full-on brawl.
Yeah. And Maui's his half-shark.
Half-shark.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's a Shahuman.
A Shahuman.
Oh.
Wow. Fireballs.
Oh, and now the ocean is part of the battle, too.
Those look like the cannonballs from Blackwater Bay in Game of Thrones.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so here she goes. She's there. She's where she needs to be.
Oh,
and there's a spot
goes.
Where you got to put the heart of Tafiti into the...
There we go. Game
okay,
on.
It's Luke putting the proton torpedoes into the small hole.
Yes,
right.
That's exactly what it is.
I used to murder small animals with my gun back home.
Bullseye womp rats back home. Yeah.
Tiny target, tiny hole.
Yeah. Okay. Sociopath.
Name of your
maybe just learn how to shoot a laser.
Play with a laser sword and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's definitely the same thing. You're also just flying a plane, but whatever. I'm in the military. Like it's not. The guy he was talking to, like, that's just stupid.
Okay.
Imagine being the guy whose line that is, though, right? Like,
that's impossible.
That's
not impossible.
Oh, there's where the heart goes.
Interesting. That's the beast that just has that's been broken.
Weird. Yeah, so she's just realizing now.
Hey.
Oh, I lied. There is a...
It's a mini haka.
It's a little one.
I love it. I got my haka. Oh. Someone's holding up a stone.
Yeah. So she's realizing now that the monster
is Tafiti.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a huge switch.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I like that. That's big for Disney.
Yep.
They've got you now.
It's pretty good.
This is what happens when you're here for the entire movie.
We've been here the whole time.
Been here the whole time. Not making money off Disney songs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. You know what? Like, it would be so ironic if, like, all of a sudden we started making money for, like, the first time ever. And then it just happened to be, like, off of something we weren't allowed to make money off of.
Yeah, pretty much. That'd be hilarious.
Oh,
this is,
irony.
Slow-mo.
How'd you get famous? We played Disney songs on an episode, next thing you know. So don't like us for this, guys. Don't like this shit on this episode all you want. Just watch it at home.
Did Zack Snyder do this part?
It's very...
It's too colorful.
Yeah, you're right.
It's very Aquaman scene from the remake of Justice League. Waiting for three women to start singing choir.
You know what bothers me about that? He throws, like, two or three shirts just right into the ocean.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He throws a whiskey bottle right
into
the ocean.
Polluting into his own home.
Aquaman wouldn't do that.
No, he would not.
Litter his shirt.
Yeah,
wear a shirt?
Back to this for a second. Wasn't Tafiti an island in the beginning? Like, when they show the story?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She was an island who...
She's like, I think it's meant to be like Mother Earth, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Or I am Groot.
I know, it looks like Groot.
And then she cuts its eye out. You fake it out.
That's in the director's cut? That never made it to final print. Color. There's no picture lock with that. Oh, and I like it. Because, like, her journey, that's cool.
And it dies?
No.
Oh. Wow, thank you.
She gets her heart back.
The fish come back. The crops come back. Mother Nature's back. Tafiti.
We did it.
Maui gets redemption.
Yep.
Moana becomes the queen of her tribe.
We did it.
All without a boy.
I guess.
There was one man.
But her dad. Well, yeah, but...
But there's no love story.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that she's not trapped in a...
They killed a pig.
Allegedly.
Okay,
drowned a pig in this.
Listen, man, this is a highly charged climate to accuse somebody of killing a pig on screen.
They drown it.
Right?
So the Hey-Hey has been in this whole movie, so I must have mixed up Hey-Hey and the little pig in my head. I must have been we get this little pig, and then it's just gone.
But now Jimmy can't get the little pig out of his head.
I know.
Why would they do that? I just can't think, why would they do that?
Well, let's go for a ride.
Like 20 seconds ago, this thing was trying to kill you.
Yeah. Are we going to have 5 endings now? Because I'm looking at how long this episode is, and I'm also looking at what's happening, and I'm like, we're going to have 5 endings by the looks of it.
Well, I mean, it's not The Hobbit, or like Lord of the Rings, so I don't know.
So excited for that series, by the
Uh-oh.
Way.
Uh-oh. Oh, God, me too. Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Oh, Tafiti's angry at Maui.
And legally
Maui thought
he
was doing good.
They spent all that money on it, so if we don't watch it,
legally have to watch it.
We'll never get anything fun again.
They spent all the world's money on it.
Yeah.
All the money in the world isn't spent on
everyone has to watch it.
Everyone has to watch it.
Listening at home, you have to watch the new Lord of the Rings or we'll never get anything fun ever again.
The cutest little dog just walked in front of us.
Being carried.
Well,
to your point, Jimmy,
yes.
For $250 million for one season of television,
yep.
Sure.
Watch
I'll watch
it.
Anything that's made that expensive.
You have to.
Because I want to see if something that expensive is dog shit.
So you're going to see Avatar?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I will. I'll go fall asleep in the theater.
Yeah, why not?
I'd rather just fall asleep at home.
In the comfort of your own recliner.
Exactly.
So did Maui just apologize for being like, sorry?
He did, and Tafiti remade his hook.
So what was the reason he wanted to help the people? We missed that there.
It was like the heart of Tafiti was like what gave life. So I think he was just wanted to like give people the ability to like be self-sufficient.
Okay.
So he's trying to control nature or whatever. And here's your island. See?
Yeah, where she lies down again and...
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good animation.
Oh, yeah, this whole thing is beautiful.
Crazy. So she's just going to take a big old nap.
That sounds like what I would want to do.
Yeah, after all that work.
It's nap time.
Yeah, go with them, demigod. And then people can thank you.
Exactly.
Oh, what's he giving her?
Oh, he's getting a tattoo for their journey together.
Oh, it just morphed onto his body.
That's cute.
That I want that to be the new way of tattoos.
I don't.
I've done some
if you can will it.
I've done some really stupid shit in my life. I don't think I want it to be like tattooed on me. I feel like, and here's the time.
No, I just want to be able to like command a tattoo to.
Yeah. I think in his song, it's like the tattoos here on my skin are marks of the lessons I've, I don't know, or some things I've learned. It's his
memories,
tattoos
folks,
are,
people
yeah, his,
he's come across kind of thing.
His tattoos are his, like, his journey.
It's very Russian mobster because they do the exact same thing. Your life story in a Russian gang is told by the tattoos on
by
your
body.
By
your tattoos.
That's why I like the Italian mob.
It's very Eastern promises.
Just more food.
And fishes. They sleep with them.
That's right. You eat them, you sleep with them.
Going to the mattresses.
On this Finding Nemo bedspread. You will sleep with the fishes tonight.
Matching pillowcase at Yisk. See, that's a sponsor right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Not Yisk. On this one, though. Oh, there we go. She's back home.
Fucking yeah.
Spider-Man. That
didn't take an hour and a half like the first journey did.
Spider-Man time.
Oh, yeah.
Spiders.
Well, Din Din, I'm going to eat some food because...
Gonna eat the co-op sandwich, which you promised you'd tell us more about.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Well, I'll let Shauna tell you that
you
actually.
Owe us
so,
that.
You, like the co-op grocery store, like
yeah,
there's a deli counter or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go and you tell them what you want, and then you get a sandwich.
Yep.
And
I'm pretty sure the one that's wrapped up down
the
there
lift.
Right now is the turkey
there.
Turkey
Maybe he
pesto.
Swam back.
How did he get home?
He swam home.
Pigs no, he was in the like hull. They put all the fruit in.
No, the pig wasn't.
Well, the
chicken was.
Oh, the pigs there. Well, the
pig.
The pig never died.
What?
The pig well, stayed home.
What
pig,
was the point
pig,
of the pig then?
No, pigs
the pig.
Aren't ocean dwellers, man. You don't know this?
The pig was on the
Watch
boat.
Some Discovery, will you?
I wish I could be friends with the ocean.
Have That'd you tried?
Pretty, well, yeah, I think so. Actually, maybe no. Like,
have you talked to the ocean?
I do talk
Does
to
Does it
the
call
ocean.
You at home?
You
can
know
call
what?
Me on my shell phone.
Oh, that's... That well done.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
I definitely the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me. Yes, that definitely happens. But it doesn't really answer.
Now where to?
I wish everyone could see my really cool dancing.
I was going to start singing it, but I'm like, I know two lines of the song, so I'm just going to not do that.
Oh,
to
there's,
a,
there's the cute
there's
pig.
The pig.
There you
yeah.
go,
there's the
Jimmy.
Pig.
He's not dead.
Whatever.
Little pig. There's the big manta ray.
The manta ray, yeah. There's grandma.
Grandma's the manta ray.
Grandma's praying mantis.
The praying mantis ray.
God damn it.
And there's Maui with his friends.
Big splash at the end with everybody, and she's leading the tribe. Oh, there
Heck
it
yeah,
is.
Moana.
The end.
That was awesome.
I was almost dead on
that. That was really good. I think that may have put my love of Disney back in more into rotation.
That's what I'm telling you. This is the beginning of like a whole different series of Disney movies where they're back to making movies for families, not just for kids. And where the animation is beautiful, where they've got those strong female leads. We don't have any stupid princes or anything.
Fuck no.
And... It's not even like a ton of white people all the time. Like all the good stuff that Disney's doing now is so much better, and it's more fun to watch.
Even these end credits are fucking
refreshing.
Delicious.
Refreshing.
It is refreshing.
Refreshing.
It is.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Original
part one
songs
of
by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Pattaya. I'm not even gonna pronounce that. But that's movie one done on our second
done
edition
dusted.
Of summer double features here at the Real Debaters. So we're gonna go break. And
what are we breaking?
What are we breaking?
Yeah.
I'm going to eat. So if you guys, you know what? How
break bread.
Yeah. If anybody comes over, we can always turn this thing back on and talk to them.
This
yeah.
is where we lose a lot of the children who came
yes.
to watch. And now we get more adults for
yeah.
for joining us for Spider's Mans.
Maybe we can move closer, too. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, we're pretty close. I think you're good.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I don't want.
We'll see.
I don't want both sides of Disney after us. Like, your name's not on the business.
Thank
and it's
goodness.
Not a corporation, so it's not like they can't come after us. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for movie number two coming up on the next episode. Listen to the end credit here. If this was your first time, you should listen to other stuff first of all, if you decided to start the real debaters.
Yeah, this isn't indicative of a normal show.
Go backwards. But if you like this and you want to know more, stick around. There's an end credit trailer.
Yeah.
I've been Maui. To my left has been
Moana.
And to the end,
Lucas Black.
Talk to you later, kids.
Just want to say you're welcome.
Spanish ladies.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared, because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there, that would be great, too, because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. So that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website, you can email us, or you can go straight to the website, rate us in Podchaser, therealdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless, and it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck and donate it to your cause, there is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5. And you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So... that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to, because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody again who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more. So it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week, and watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.